One man can change the world with a bullet in the right place.
Welcome back to the New to Pew podcast.
Who the hell do you think you are?
My name is Max Fowlis. Give it up for me, goddammit. Time for another riveting episode. And I'm not here by myself. Oh no, ladies and gentlemen.
Who the fuck is that guy?
Well, I'm here with the one and only BBR Bagman. Hello, sir.
I have returned. Much to your dismay.
Yes. This is going to be a wonderful episode, another little low-key product review, because people sent us some stuff to test, and we've got some things to say about it. Now,
nice.
Can you take a guess of who this magical company may have been, ladies and gentlemen?
I'm doing stuff, Lori. Thanks.
Our very own show sponsor, Stuff and Things, Inc.
Yes. Give it up for Stuff and Things, ladies and gentlemen. Makers of fine stuff. That's right. Wait for it. And things.
Wait for it.
So, we're going to talk about the Shaka. That new... What we call the double trigger, right? Or is it the classification trigger?
I'm going to call it a double trigger, yeah.
Okay.
It's an interesting concept because their execution, unlike other manufacturers, is not a complete drop-in trigger. It actually is more of a trigger shoe because it goes over your existing trigger.
Mm-hmm.
It's designed to fit a mil-spec AR trigger and mil-spec receiver. So I had to do a little bit of fitting with mine, but there are two versions currently available. One is a flat-faced, one is a curve-faced trigger. I have the flat-faced, you have the curve-faced. The curve-faced ends up being a little bit longer than the flat, but you get an oversized trigger guard, and the whole thing is one complete assembly that drops into place over top of your existing trigger and then allows you to tickle the keys, as it were. And we'll go ahead and get it out there now. A lot of people have commented, you know, on pictures and the videos coming out of GunCon, because TGC just hosted their annual GunCon recently. Stuff and Things was up there running a booth. Everybody's like, oh, that looks like something out of paintball. Well, yeah.
It's all connected, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. It works the same way.
So let's start with the installation. As you sip your beverage. So,
yes, let's.
Yeah, yeah. The idea, the instruction manual, says to remove your trigger guard, right?
Manuel says.
yes, Manuel. There's a segment right there. Didn't just read instruction manuals. Anyway, take out your trigger guard. Careful with that hard R, Max. And
trigger.
Essentially slide this upward into your trigger area.
Oh my.
Yes. You're going to slide the shocker into your area?
That's right. Then you got to pin it or peg it, depending on what side of the equation you want to be on. And,
Oh my.
You know, you shove it into the hole, and that keeps it into place. That's right. This is the kind of sponsorship fucking ads you get when you mess with these two yuckles. So, it's not, it didn't go as simply as planned.
You gotta peg it.
That's what it says in the manual. You have to tap it in sometimes, you know. No grief. This is a great review, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry. It's been a while since we've been able to talk in this capacity.
I have never been so proud of anything I've ever done in my life.
Okay. Okay. Ain't no arguments for me. All right. So
right.
What's the difficulty sliding this in?
So for me in particular, my trigger was not mil-spec. It was a ALG trigger. So really close to mil-spec, but just a little bit better. I also had a high-end lower from Gregos Precision that I was using. So again, better than mil-spec. Shame on me for having nice things because it didn't want to play well with certain faces, surface faces on the shocker. So called Ian. He going on. Trim this, nip this off here, fix this, and you're good to go. And I did get it together. It took a little bit of hand fitting, but got it on there. And it's everything they promised it would be. Once I got it in, it felt so good.
That's what she said.
Michael, please.
Yep. Don't encourage him, ladies and gentlemen. Just let him go off on his own. So, mine didn't go in simply either, just to put it simply. It was a lot of wiggle and push. This is going to end up on some back web sites, I know it. There was a lot of wiggle and push and struggle to get it in there. But it's still worth the effort. I haven't shot with it yet. You have, but I know this is going to be fun to play with, but sadly I'm going to blow through a 10 round mag in like 2 seconds.
Yes.
Cause you know, I live in Unfreedom Town. So the one thing I'm noticing now, well, let me ask you this. Did you have to adjust your trigger pull position because of this?
Yes. Okay. So your finger does not land up because you're now turning the center of your original trigger into the pivot point for this double trigger, mm-hmm. because it's going over top of that like a shoe. So your grip is going to change a little bit. And I've seen dorks on the internet who want to talk shit about that too. Like, if you think you're using this for 500 meter precision shooting, you're an idiot. This is meant to be fun and burn through ammo and turn money into noise and just shenanigans, right? Mm-hmm. It's meant to help you shoot faster. So it's fun that way. A precision tool, it's not. Could you, if you really wanted to, fire? So what I found was if I use just my index finger on the lower trigger, does that make sense?
Yeah.
If we got an upper and a lower, just my index finger on the lower trigger, you're getting all the benefit of whatever existing trigger you have, plus a little more leverage. So it's going to reduce your perceived trigger pull weight.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you're not actually changing the pull weight, it's all about being a lever. So it's kind of like putting a cheater bar on a wrench. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
With that said, learn to walk a trigger, index, middle finger, back and forth, mm-hmm. and you're going to have a good time burning through ammo, shooting really quickly. And because this does not modify the firearm in any way, I can't imagine anybody running afoul of a certain douchebag laden three-letter agency that we don't even need to discuss.
Yep. So, it looks like you have to make an adjustment to slide your fingers out, and it's more of like the tips of your fingers.
Yeah, you should be using the pads of your fingers to shoot anyway.
Right.
Not so much the crease behind your knuckle. And because, again, you have Desert Eagle-sized mittens,
yeah,
you're probably over-indexing the trigger and just getting used to shooting that way.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if you're on the pads, you'll be able to really zip that pretty quickly. And the other added benefit of that leverage is that because it's reducing the perceived pull weight, means you can run it a little bit quicker.
Right.
It's kind of cool. But yeah, it works.
The old video game Track and Field, where you had to push the buttons to make the two guys run.
Yep.
It's,
and you were button mashing.
Yep. Yeah, it feels like that a lot. But the Desert
Eagle mash your AR.
I literally had to slide this out to here in order to just touch the pads. You know,
play the Screaming Eagle audio because that's what your hand looks like right now.
I definitely see this as being a fun thing to bring up to the range. 30 round magazines definitely are the way to go with something like this, because as soon as you start having fun. Yeah. You got to change it if you're here in Jersey, and that's going to suck. I'm still going to try it, though.
So, the other thing is, it should work with your 22 caliber conversion kit from CMMG.
Right.
Which is also going to be a lot of fun, because not that 5.56 is really a rocking recoiling round, but 22 has like no recoil at all. You're going to be able to just ping, 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 ping as fast as you can go. So it's a lot of fun. I tried it with both at, I want to say it was 50 yards. I was hammering a steel plate, you know, torso size target. And just peppering it, and other guys that were on the outdoor range were coming over and looking. And of course I had Mayhem with me, and he was like, "Dad, that is so cool. Can I try it?" Like, sure, bud. Let me hold on to this for you. Go ahead. Boom. But yeah, it was pretty neat. So the other thing you're gonna have to be careful with, particularly where you are, is a lot of ranges do not allow rapid fire.
Yeah.
So you run the risk of getting kicked off the range because of something like that. So just something to be aware of.
Will do. Did you notice
cool stuff for cool places only?
Did you notice any differences in performance going from 22 long to, I guess, 223 when you were using it? Was there any adjustment?
In the trigger itself? No. The trigger made no difference as far as like switching calibers.
Okay.
It was easier to use with the 22 because the 22 is just less recoil. It's easier to shoot. The 5.56 did want to climb because you're firing so quickly.
Right.
But yeah, not unmanageable with either caliber. Well, just a ton of fun.
Speaking of tons of fun, you got a discount code, sir? That's
manageable. Of course.
Like recoil?
You can go to stinkusa.com, STINCUSA.com, and use coupon code NEW2PEW, NEW, the number 2, PEW, just like the title of our show, and that will get you a sweet discount on everything on the Stuff and Things website.
The sad news is it doesn't ship to New Jersey.
Yes.
Do you know why?
Probably because New Jersey is excessively litigious, and your previous attorney general named Guber Grewal.
What?
Yeah, he was a Sikh gentleman. And I use the term gentleman loosely.
Yeah.
Right. He was the one going after ghost guns.
His name was Guber?
Goober or Gruber, I don't know. Whatever. I call him Goober.
I heard Goober Garar. Let's see. Gary Gadu. What the hell?
Yeah. There's a soundbite for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, when Goober's involved, there's no good Gnus. So he went after all kinds of stuff, from ghost guns to firearms parts being ghost gun components and all this other stuff.
Right.
So what's the difference between a repair kit and ghost gun parts?
Nothing.
How you decide to label it. Right. So I know that made a lot of manufacturers nervous and not wanting to deal with New Jersey. He also did some shady stuff. Like, he went after one company in particular and tried to order 30 round magazines, like had state troopers try to order 30 round magazines. And when the company refused, they identified themselves as law enforcement and tried to purchase under an exception. And then by purchasing under that exception, he then went after them for selling 30 round magazines to New Jersey, which is a farce.
Wait,
like you
just,
yeah,
let the brain hurt for a second. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So he tried to Chris Hansen them. When they didn't fall for it, he probably asked for a discount, saying, "Hey, we're law enforcement. Can you cut us a deal since your security protocols are so good?" And once they made the deal, he then went after them, even though it was an exception?
Yeah. That's my understanding, yeah.
Is that why he's no longer in this position? Because that sounds like bullshit.
Such heroic nonsense.
It is straight bullshit, but that's how politics works. And he went off to go do something else political somewhere else.
Wow.
So, yeah, he sucks.
Wow. But Stuff and Things doesn't. And the Shocker is a great item that I hope.
Shocker is badass. It's a lot of fun. It is not a practical component in any way.
Like right.
On the last episode, we talked about your charging handle upgrade from Wolfpack Armory.
Yeah.
That's got a functional improvement. Like, this is strictly for fun. And if you don't get that, if you think you're going to take this on super secret Navy SEAL Ranger door gunner missions, you're misunderstanding the purpose of this item.
Would it be safe and respectful to refer to it as a novelty?
I think so. Yeah. Okay.
It's definitely going to get you some attention. It's
supposed to be fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I'll install my sauce holder before I go to the range.
And just
The stuff and things rifle and see which gets some more love.
If you put the sauce holder on, put the 22 kit in, because 5.56 and the shocker is going to make you spill your sauce.
Now that is a catchphrase, ladies and gentlemen. That's a catchphrase right there. Fucking awesome.
All right, do we need a shout out for this episode?
Give them to me.
How about Dan G, who has been texting me every couple of weeks going, hey, dude, when are we getting a new episode? Hey, do you still do a podcast? Hey, tell Max I said hi, and screw you for not doing a new episode. So Dan's been real good about poking bear and encouraging us to do our damn jobs.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Dan.
Appreciate the love. Give it up for you. God damn it.
I may have exaggerated that story. Only slightly.
No, I saw the screenshots. He's very demanding. But we appreciate the kick, the swift kick in the ass. We're back in the garage, in the bedrooms.
Yeah.
On the lines, behind the mic, rambling on.
And it's summertime, so you want another coupon code?
Will it cool me down in my 90-degree garage?
No, it's going to make you sweat even more. This one's for Garage Fit.
Ooh, on brand.
So
okay.
You go to their website, use Black Bag 10 to get 10% off, and you can get swole and fit for summer. Or the upcoming Sweet 16 party.
Yeah. That's why, another reason why it's been such a hard time, ladies and gentlemen. Overtime is way too profitable, and it's out there. Even the bag man's dipping his toes on Saturdays. And
got me running these streets.
That's right, son. We out here now. Fucking Crockett and Tubbs. Martin Riggs and whatever the other guy was. I forgot.
Murtaugh.
Thank you. Riggs and
Riggs
Murtaugh.
And Murtaugh.
What was Murtaugh's first name?
Detective.